Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about the latest reveals from this morning, from the final day of the Imperial March campaign. So let's do it! So the Imperial March campaign is in the books. This was a lot shorter than previous campaigns that they had. I think the Mando Monday campaigns and Bring Home the Galaxy and Bring Home the Bounty and all those campaigns that they had were a lot longer than what we had with the Imperial March. So this was kind of a weird one for me, but it felt like they've revealed a lot more product this way. Which they probably didn't, but because it was a lot shorter than previously, I think it certainly does feel like there were more reveals. So from this morning, if I take a look at that, we've gotten a look at some previously announced figures. So we knew that those were coming, but this was our very first time that we got a look at them, and we got the pricing information as well. And the most anticipated set out of all of these revealed figures is without a doubt the Black Series 6-inch The Last Command 4-pack. And that's a set that includes Luke Skywalker, then the Luke Skywalker clone called Luke, Jorah Sabaoth, and Mara Jade. Now this set is a Hasbro Pulse and Disney Store exclusive. So it's going to go on pre-order tomorrow on March 27th at 1 o'clock East Coast time. And it'll cost $99.99. So, still a very hefty price tag, but considering that we've seen three packs go for more than $100 at this point, it is refreshing to see that they're keeping the price at $25 per figure. The set looks pretty cool. It is kept in the same style that they've all released these publishing figures so far, but it is, of course, much bigger and taller because it has to house four of those figures. Mara Jade looks like is a straight repack of the single boxed version, except for she does come with a second head sculpt. The second head sculpt was not included in the first release. Then we get a repack of Luke Skywalker Jedi. This really seems to be a straight repack. Then we get the clone of Luke, which is a version of Luke Skywalker, which we have not received yet. I don't know exactly what parts they reused for Luke here in this case, but it does look pretty nice, and the head sculpt is certainly unique here on this figure. And then we get Jorah Sabaoth as well. So he does come with the Force Lightning shooting out of the hands. So yeah, he does come with two different sets of hands, which is cool. And then the clone of Luke Skywalker also comes with the soft goods ropes, which is really cool to see. So overall, I think that if you're a fan of the Timothy Zahn trilogy from the 90s, this is a pretty cool set to have. Now, Hasbro, if you are listening, I can tell you that the comments that I've gotten in my community were all about the vintage collection and why this is not in 3¾-inch. So there really is a demand and a need for those figures. Not just for those, but for the expanded universe to find its own kind of category within the vintage collection again. I know that the Expanded Universe 2-packs, or the comic 2-packs especially from the 30th Anniversary Collection and then the Legacy Collection, those were very, very popular. Maybe not so much at the time, because I do remember them sitting on the shelves for quite some time, but over the last decade or so, those have grown in popularity tremendously. So there is a hunger for Expanded Universe figures in the vintage collection for sure. Now, like I mentioned, the pre-orders go live tomorrow, March 27th at 1 o'clock East Coast time. The link to all of those figures, as always, are up on galacticfigures.com. And if you haven't seen the press release yet or the press images, check out the link in the podcast description. Go to galacticfigures.com and catch up on that. Now, the second set which they revealed for the Black Series line is a Phase 2 Clone Trooper with a Battle Droid. No surprises here, because we know what the Phase 2 Clone Trooper looks like. We know what a beige-looking Battle Droid looks like. And that's what you get here in this 2-pack. The surprise is more in the packaging, in that this is windowless. Not bad looking, but doesn't have the windows, which is interesting. So I don't know if this is a leftover from what they were doing previously, or if this is something that they'll actually keep on using for the Black Series line. It'll be interesting to see. Now, the promo shots for this set look really cool. They have one shot where the Clone Trooper is sitting on top of a Battle Droid, which is really, really cool. The surprising thing here is the price, because this is a Troop Builder set and it costs $40, so $39.99, which means that those are original Black Series prices, right, from 2013, where one figure costs $20. And so this is really cool to see. So I think a lot of people are happy about that, and I'm pretty sure this is gonna sell really, really well. Again, just like the 4-pack from The Last Command, this 2-pack is gonna go on pre-order on March 27th at 1 o'clock East Coast time, and it is only available through Hasbro Pulse and then later the Disney Store and the Disney Parks. Now, for the Disney stuff, we never really have a date. They kind of do their own thing. I don't think that the Disney Store likes to take pre-orders, so they typically put stuff up when it's about to ship. This set, for example, says it's going to be out in the summer of 2024, so that's when I expect the Disney Store to actually sell this. So if you miss out on the Hasbro Pulse pre-order on March 27th, you will have another shot at this set later in the year. And that was it for the Black Series, but there were two reveals for the Vintage Collection, which were pretty cool, I think. The first one is a droid, which we have not received yet in the Vintage Collection. It's HK-87, the Assassin Droid from Arcana and the Ahsoka TV series. So the packaging is Ahsoka-themed, and the droid itself is a repaint of HK-87 that we've gotten before, but this is the brown tan version with the red legs, basically. And I think it is pretty good looking. Unfortunately, there is no blaster included here, which is a shame, because the Retro Collection, for example, that $10 figure does have the blaster included, but it is not included here with the premium version of this character. The card image looks great. It does show the droid using the staff, which is included. And yeah, I'm happy they're making it, because that is a character which we don't have yet in TVC. And I can see people picking up a couple of those, because this is a cool looking droid, and there were multiples of those guys seen in the Ahsoka TV show. Now, the last figure that they showed was the Dark Trooper. Again, another figure which was previously pipeline revealed, but now we know what the card art looks like, and it looks good. Really, really good looking. I'm glad they chose this one to repackage, because I feel like for the Mandalorian, the Dark Troopers had such an integral part of Season 2 that if you collect carded stuff for Mando, this is definitely something that you want to have on a single card. And I think a lot of people were disappointed at first when the Dark Trooper came out and it was only available inside of a box. So you get another shot at this single carded. Now, this is $16.99, just like the HK87 droid. A lot of people just, of course, complain saying that, hey, the Dark Trooper from the deluxe line was just $10. Well, if you were able to score a Dark Trooper for $10 on Amazon or Target, consider yourself lucky, because most people did not. Not everybody is constantly hunting for figures like some of us, and have likely missed out. You can still get the deluxe version of the Dark Trooper with the compartment, I think, for under $20 right now on Amazon. So that's a really good deal. And it's a decent figure on top of that. And knowing that the Imperial Light Cruiser playset is going to come out sometime next year, or maybe even at the end of 2024, I am curious to see if these compartments, the charging compartments, are going to be somewhat compatible with that hallway that they're going to release. Because if that's the case, I can see more Dark Troopers making its way, or the Dark Trooper Deluxe series sets making their way into collectors' hands, because, you know, there's probably going to be a few people who want to build that scene out. But as far as accessories go, the Dark Trooper does come with the blaster that he carried in the final episode of Season 2 of The Mandalorian. Good troop builder, too, on top of that. So, yeah, both of those figures are good troop builders, the HK-87 droid and the Dark Trooper sets. So that was it for the Imperial March. So we, again, had Black Series, The Last Command 4-pack. We had a Black Series 2-pack with a Phase 2 clone and a beige battle droid. And then two single-carded figures for TVC with the HK-87 droid and the Dark Trooper. And that was it for the Imperial March 2024. Now, store reports. There's a couple of new things to report. I've been able to secure the Retro Collection set from The Phantom Menace that's showing up at Target stores. It is not register locked. They actually pulled it from the back for me. And I was really happy that they did that. And, you know, your mileage is always going to vary. It really depends on who you talk to at Target. Before heading out to the stores, I called around. I called around my neighborhood. And in one location, they had some sets. They located the sets, but they refused to sell them to me or pull them from the back. They told me I literally have to come back and check the floor to see if they've been put out. So those guys were not very helpful. Called another location. The people working there were super friendly, and they pulled one from the back for me, and they held it. So very happy about this. Now, keep in mind that March 31st is also the date when Target is going to put out that Black Series Clone Trooper 2-pack, which has the 332nd clone from Ahsoka in it. And some of you guys, including myself actually, initially when that went on pre-order a while ago, Target had the pricing error and sold those sets for $24.99. I did manage to pre-order one of those, and my card expired, and they literally canceled the order for me, which is ridiculous. They just also don't have any way for you to update the expiration date for an already existing order. So it's just a mess with Target when you pre-order stuff, unfortunately. So they canceled it, and of course now the set is back up to $44.99. Now the good thing is that Target currently has a special running. If you, I think, spend about $75, they knock $20 off, something like that. And if you spend $30, they give you a $5 discount. This two-pack combined with the Holocom Darth Maul figure, if you can score them or pre-order them through Target.com, you're going to get $20 off. So hopefully, both of those sets are going to be in stock this coming Sunday. So, fingers crossed. All right, so that's it really for this episode of GFT. I'm still working on GalacticFigures.com every single day. And I have quite a few updates to roll out, which should be up in the coming days. So, fingers crossed. And I think that you guys are going to really appreciate some of the subtle changes that have been made on the back end and to the user interface when you look at toy lines. So, but more on that a little later. So anyways, check out the links in the podcast description. Go to galacticfigures.com. Take a look at all these pre-orders. Take a look at the press release. Read up on the pricing images. And take a look at all the pictures that Hasbro has sent through. There is some good stuff there. So thank you guys for listening. Happy collecting. And I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.